This way.
Thank you.
I gotta say, he must see something special in you.
Excuse me?
Hughes, had to write a letter to get you on the visitation list.
Oh, I didn't know. The guard leading me to the inmate visiting room at the United States Penitentiary at Leavenworth, Kansas, is built like a brick house. His biceps alone are probably bigger than my head. He's bald, with an ever-brow ridge upon which two furry caterpillars sit. He looks past me as he rattles off procedures, reiterating the rules with the bored tone associated with rote memorization. USP Leavenworth is a medium security prison, located just 25 miles northwest of Kansas City. USP Leavenworth is perhaps the nation's most terrifying prison. It has been home to James Earl Ray, who would later go on to assassinate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. USP Leavenworth has seen its share of mob bosses, including Felix Mitchell, leader of the 6-9 mob. Mitchell was stabbed to death while serving out his life sentence. Serial killer, rapist, and arsonist Carl Panzram, who bears a striking resemblance to actor Jude Law, Hollywood, you've got my number, was hanged at USP Leavenworth in 1930. More recently, USP Leavenworth has been home to NFL quarterback Michael Vick, who served his sentence after pleading guilty to charges of dogfighting. USP Leavenworth originated as a military fort in 1827. In 1875, the fort became a military prison. After the military prison system was dismantled, a new facility and site were chosen. For the subsequent 2.5 decades, as construction commenced, Warden James W. French marched prisoners the 2.5 miles from the former military fort to the new site. By 1906, all prisoners had been transferred to the new facility. The first intra-prison murder marked completion of the facility in 1929, just in time for the Bureau of Prisons to become federalized. In the 80s and 90s, the prison underwent a facelift as 3 of its 4 cell house blocks were remodeled. To this day, only cell block D retains the original design. Originally a maximum security prison, Leavenworth was downgraded in 2005.
He's a really brilliant man, Mr. Inmate Hughes.
The guard leads me to the visitor's room, where I find a table among the families and friends of Leavenworth inmates. I sit in silence. A heavy boulder rests in the pit of my stomach. For the last 6 months, I've requested to be added to Elijah Hughes' list of approved visitors. However, I was told that Elijah Hughes himself must be the one to request visitation. I wrote him a letter, pleading my case. However, I'm not an immediate family member, nor friend. My relationship to Elijah Hughes doesn't even qualify as an associate. I'm not even technically a victim of Elijah Hughes. I am victim adjacent. As a podcaster, with no institutional backing to legitimize me, I was denied a request to enter Leavenworth as a member of the media. 2 weeks ago, I received approval from the Bureau of Prisons to visit Elijah Hughes, inmate 14069-025.
Hello, Alexander.
Elijah Hughes is standing before me. He's shorter than I remember. He wears crisp khakis with the shirt tucked into his elastic waistband. His hands are uncuffed, to my surprise. He's accompanied by a guard, who pulls out a chair so he can sit.
Hosei, you can leave us.
The guard leaves.
I'm so glad you could find the time to visit me. It's such a rarity these days, isn't it? A chance to speak face to face.
I was wondering.
Mystery creates wonder, and wonder is the basis of man's desire to understand.
And who said that?
I just did, dear boy. But I was quoting Neil Armstrong.
Why did you agree to add me to your visitation?
Why not?
I'll admit, I've been waiting to talk to you, to ask you questions.
The book of my mind is in your hands. Ask away.
I'm unsure which question to ask first. For over a year, I've spent every waking moment drowning my uncertainty in booze. What was the point of it all?
How specific.
I'm sorry, I'll rephrase. What were you and the Lost Tribe of Seuss trying to accomplish? What was the ceremony? What did I see in those woods? What is Prague? Why are you doing what you're doing? How far does this go? Why Marty? Why me? Why Detective Calderon? It all comes pouring out.
Which would you like me to address first?
Take your pick.
In 1945, a man came to New Mexico who was working to create a method by which to reduce the mass required to sustain a plutonium core. His name was Harry Doglin.
He worked with the Manhattan Project?
Doglin's hand slipped, and he dropped a brick of tungsten carbide onto his assembly, causing the plutonium core to become critical. In order to halt the reaction, he hurried to disassemble the neutron reflector and was doused with radiation. Doglin fell into a coma and died 25 days later. But his legacy, beyond the introduction of workplace safety measures, was the ushering in of the nuclear age.
How does this connect with the tribe?
Oppenheimer spent much of his youth in New Mexico. It was at his suggestion that the Los Alamos Ranch School was chosen as the research campus for the top secret Project Y. Through his work there, Oppenheimer and his team of scientists developed three devices, codenamed Trinity, Little Boy, and Fat Man, the latter two of which were used in the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Trinity was tested near Alamogordo, New Mexico. It is because of the detonation of Trinity and the subsequent irradiation of the New Mexico desert that our world was made susceptible to attack.
Attack?
Not by our nation's enemies, no, but outside forces.
The Six.
There exists much more beyond the Six. The Six are rulers over that realm.
How did you come to be in charge?
My dear boy, whoever said that I was the man in charge?
You led the attack in Parlor and in Evanston.
Attack? Is that what you think that was?
You've killed people.
I hesitate to compare the lives laid down in service of the Six to soldiers at war or the notion of martyrdom.
Then what do you call it?
Necessary.
Answer the question. How did you come to be involved with the tribe?
As a Navy man, I learned about the rich history of sailing. I was particularly fascinated by the Napoleonic Wars. I came to understand that the organization founded in 1805 by renowned French physicist de Coulombe was still in existence today, operating as a secret society of sailors, a fraternity. During my time with Prague, I pushed for the organization to move beyond the Navy. I recruited others and worked tirelessly to push our agenda. Our nation's government has known about the existence of paranormal phenomena, about paraterrestrial life, since Trinity, when, in the desert amongst the sky, through the fog of fallout, an image of a giant ram was captured.
What? Have you seen this photo?
Variations of it. Copies. Forgeries. The original negative was destroyed long ago at a facility in Roswell.
The crash?
No, but wouldn't that have been so nice?
What happened next?
I was excommunicated. My ideas were too radical. I wanted to force the government's hand to operate as they have through manipulation and torture. Prague, I was told, is a peaceful organization dedicated to the pursuit of worldly knowledge.
But why bother with worldly knowledge when there are so many worlds to conquer?
Conquer? It's not about domination, the subjugation and control of perceived enemies. War has never been of interest to me. I care not about crusades or the assassination of world leaders. The world is not built upon survival of the fittest, the strongest, sexually diverse, the cleverest. The people and organizations pulling the strings, this shadow government, works only to keep their control, their fortunes, and to suppress and discredit those who wish to expose the truth. But all of that can change. The Tower of Babylon was built in earnest. Man sought the answers of the unknown world to touch heaven. The God of the Bible did not wish to share his knowledge. He brought the tower down, scattered the people, confounded the language of all the earth, and halted their progress. Prague works to rebuild the tower, while our government, like the Christian God, works against them.
So you joined the Lost Tribe?
The tribe are willing to do what it takes. Are you?
That depends on what you're talking about and what it's going to take.
You asked me what you saw in the forest surrounding the Muddy Place compound that night. Why?
I'm not sure.
But you did see something.
I think so.
No. That will not do.
I saw a bull in the sky, but that's impossible.
The impossible, dear boy, is what we are dealing with.
How are you able to spread your message from behind prison walls?
The secret to my success has always been my affinity to turn a phrase. My mother called it charm. For it, my father beat me. I craved discipline, structure. It's why I found the Navy. But my mouth often got me into trouble, and it got me out of it as well.
You're not in a cage.
I'm right where I want to be.
Why? Why do you want to be here?
I've been humiliated. I'm seventh time in spreading the gospel of the Six in order to pay penance. But I believe the time will come when I am, once again, called upon to serve our gods.
You're biding time.
In order for there to be a revival, a strengthening of what once was, it needs to be burned to the ground, like the Tower of Babel or the Great Flood. We erase yesterday so that we can make a better tomorrow. The slate is wiped clean, but we learn from our mistakes, a palimpsest. We cannot rewrite what has come before us. Though we try to erase it, it bleeds through.
What happened in Evanston? What happened in Parlor?
Nothing happened in Parlor, New Mexico. Evanston, that was another story.
Why did you kill Jamal Stewart, Adina Stone, Joshua Miller, Megan Harwick, and Lindsay Norton? Why did you kill a student at UTD?
The ceremony requires sacrifice.
And what happened?
Sue stepped through. It was the first time since the 70s that the tribe had any success. Seuss, however, was drawn to the Harris girl, anchored to this world by her.
Lisa Grossman, Darren Hickey, Cheyenne Silver, Virginia Strike, Fiera Montreal, Del McGinty, my half-brother? They all died that night. That's 7 more deaths to add to your toll.
6 for 6. I'm not responsible for what happened to your brother, Alexander. If you wish to blame me for the others, I understand, and I'll allow it.
If Sue stepped through when Deanna was born, and then when she died, and then in 2016...
She never left.
The pig? Is that possible?
John Cooper turned on me.
Chud?
Such an awful nickname for an equally awful man. He was tasked with finding the most pure livestock, blemish-free, coat as solid as our will. No deformities. Pure.
He was found dead in his car at the Renaissance Resort.
He was sticking his nose where it didn't belong.
Calderon searched the room. He only found the pig.
Tricky little bitch. She was not fit for sacrifice.
She had a split hoof. The tribe left her there, alone, screaming.
I should have known. Imagine if I had... A goddess so tiny I could hold her in my hands and wring her neck. A sacrifice of one god in the name of the others.
Why would you do that? I thought you worshipped the six.
Zeus has always been a nuisance.
If she was hiding in plain sight, she still might be. Prague and the tribe are going to be after her.
Tell me, Alexander, what would you consider trading if I gave you the method by which to track the goddess Zeus?
I've already been tracking her.
The longer she stays here, the worse things will get. Her presence in Evanston left the town suffocating under a fog for 23 years. That was one night.
If she was anchored to our world by Diana, and then by Marty...
Kill Martin Cruz. Set him free and send the bitch home.
Next time, on Diana's Monster...